Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hello, guys. I know it's been a minute. Just wanted to pop on for a few minutes and talk to you about this movie, The Little Mermaid, new movie, because I've seen so many people posting about they're taking their daughters and, oh, it's so beautiful, and I almost cried, and this is so wonderful. And I knew when the movie was being published or was being released, they were doing a lot of hype around the trailers. And I saw a lot of people posting, you know, warning people, don't go see The Little Mermaid. They were talking about the mermaid spirits and witchcraft and water witching and water spirits, which some people didn't know about. And so people kind of discredited it, and they thought, oh, and then they had, I think they had the sister who is headlining in the movie. Is it Chloe or is it Haley? Which of the sisters is it? Someone can help me post it in the comments. But they, you know, had their, they showed, you know, she was going to be headlining in the movie. And so everybody was so excited, super excited. And I noticed that, you know, African-Americans in particular were getting really into this whole thing, you know, a black mermaid. And when it first was announced, people were saying, how can she be the Little Mermaid? She's black. It's not possible. She can't be, the Little Mermaid can't be black. And there was a big, a lot of controversy around that. And so people were, you know, defending her and saying, why can't she be black? And of course, as it keeps happening, African Americans started rallying around the cause because, you know, Black Lives Matter and black people and this whole slavery and keep holding on to that mentality and not being willing to let that go and move forward and move on keeps black people or African Americans in a type of bondage. And so it happened with President Obama. Everybody was like, oh, black president, black president, black president. And people rallied around him. And then we saw that the demise that our country took in terms of morality when he was elected. And then we had the administration that's in place now, you know, with Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, and it's like, oh, she wears Chucks and pearls. Oh, she's an Alpha Kappa Alpha. She went to Howard, da, da, da. And ever since, I don't think I've seen her wearing Chucks or pearls since. But African-American people rallied around the Democratic Party, rallied around voting for them. And so this race baiting that happens with African-Americans is a little bit of what I want to talk about today, because that also happened with this Little Mermaid situation. And it's actually, I guess it's Haley Berry. I think it's Haley and Chloe, so it's Haley Berry. So she's the sister, and so she's African-American. Everybody's hype. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Not knowing and not thinking about this whole agenda that Disney has and the things that are happening around Disney. And I remember many years ago, honestly, I saw The Little Mermaid, the original, the cartoon. I went to see it. I also had the movie. We bought the movie, I think maybe for my niece, and we had the movie at home. And then I remember shortly after, there was this whole thing about the cover of the VCR tape, because that cover of the VCR tape had a hidden eggplant, right? And so if you looked in the castle, I think her name's Ursula, if you looked in Ursula's castle, there was literally this phallic symbol. There was this eggplant, you know, covertly hidden inside of Ursula's castle. And so that's kind of, I think that was the first I ever heard where people started to talk about Disney and their agenda and the war on children and all those kinds of things. And so I remember my mom saying, we're going to throw it away, and we threw away the VCR tape. So when this whole thing came up now with The Little Mermaid, I knew I had a lot more spiritual knowledge than I had at that point. I was armed with a lot more. I started to know more about water witching and marine spirits and African Americans and Africans and how people use that for witchcraft. And so knowing that, I knew that this was a no for me and no for anyone that I could personally have any type of influence on. Also understanding, if you did not see my video about Starbucks where I shredded my gift cards live, was for a similar reason, because that mermaid symbol and the things that they were talking about in some of their publications and advertisements and some of their marketing. And so, guys, we have to be careful. I know some of you are going to say, oh, this is, she's so weird. She's a weirdo. What is she talking about? But it's real. Witchcraft is real. Water witching is real. Marine spirits are real. Things that happen to people in the night where they wake up and they're, you know, aroused or excited. Incubus, succubus, all those are real. And so you have to be really careful. You don't want to open yourself up to these spirits by taking things in. So when you take your little girls to these movies and think, oh, a beautiful, you know, African-American mermaid, she's singing songs, this is so beautiful. Actually, it's not. Because you're indoctrinating your little girl into the world of the occult, into the world of the New Age, into the world of the demonic, into water witching, marine spirits, and all these things that they use water to do, spells and other things. And so, guys, you want to be careful. I should have made this video sooner. But I honestly was having some hair issues. And so I didn't want to, you know, have to make up my face and do all that. But I had to do some other stuff today for work. And so I had to make up my face anyway. So I said, let me come on and tell the people about the Little Mermaid. Although most of you probably have already seen it. But at least you know better. And so you can talk to your children. You can pray over your children. And you can also repent to God if you went to see it because you did not know any better. But that's what I wanted to share with you about The Little Mermaid. We don't need to see it. It is involving things that have to do with the occult and demonic. And so when you watch these things, it creates portals into your mind. Whether you ignorantly go, whether you consciously go, it really doesn't matter. The things of the spirit, the ways of the spirit, the modus operandi of the spirit with altars and covenants and legal rights is at play whether you know or not. So guys, you want to be careful. Don't get, particularly if you're African American, stop falling for this okie doke trick about this, all this colorism. And, you know, if it's a black person, it's got to be right, or we got to follow everything black. No, you don't. You better follow Jesus. Forget about Republican, forget about Democrat, forget about black, forget about white, and follow Jesus. You need to know whose side you're on because it's getting tight and there's going to be a showdown and it's coming, and you better make sure that you're on the right side when that showdown happens. So that's what I wanted to warn you about. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for revelation and understanding. We thank you that you are not, that you would not desire that we be ignorant of the devil's devices, but that you have given us your light, your illumination, and your understanding. So Father, help us to walk in that light. Help us to walk in understanding, and help us not to be tricked by the devices of the enemy. Help us to pay attention to your voice. Help us to heed your voice as we hear the voice saying, this is the way, walk you in it, we will obey. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, share this with a friend. Get the word out. Do not go see it if you haven't already. I know some of you probably already seen it, but talk to your children, explain why it wasn't a good thing, and let's begin to pay more attention on the front end so that we don't get into trouble on the back end. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.